The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, you had to look at the reality. And unfortunately, our own Muslim people don't read history. Palestine was taken by Muslims after Rasulullah, of course, during the time of the Khulafa, but it was not taken from the Jewish community. It was taken from the Eastern Roman Empire. It was Christians who surrendered. There was no war there. And from what I can recall, there was a condition they had put that the Jewish people will not be allowed to settle back in this land. Whereas the Muslims refused that. You know, and this is where we have to realize it's not that the Muslims who are against Jewish people or they have taken, Palestine from the Jewish community. You know, they have taken it from the Christians during the conquest after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Looking at our own history, the Muslim history, you know, and I don't want to sound sectarian here, but I just would like to, you know, mention an example that we can know that those who come to power always try to destroy history. One of the examples, since we are going through the days associated to Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha. There has been an attempt to ignore and deny the tragedy, the incident which happened where the house of Fatima, salawatullah alayha, was attacked, especially the incident of the door. And, you know, ignoring it, denying it all the time, to the extent that they say, you know, what are you talking about? The Khulafa and Ahlul Bayt, we use this term in Urdu, probably is there in Farsi also, that they were Shiro Shakar. They're so close to one another, you know, there was no dispute among them. And many, many examples are used that, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen used to advise the Khalifa and things like that. You know, that's a different issue. That is the higher, you know, moral ground of Ali. When he looks at the broader interest of the Ummah, he will go there, even give advice to the Khulafa, not necessarily believing that he's the right person, but for the sake of the Ummah there. And so, Friday khutbah is not really time or the opportunity to discuss this, but let me just summarize this issue. Because we are always, and the social media makes things more challenging. Many Shias now come and say, Maulana, you know, we saw all these lectures by so-and-so Sunni alim. They're saying there is no evidence of this incident except in the book of Sulaym bin Qais, which is a Shia source of the early days. And I say, you know, forget about that. I will just give you one evidence from a Sunni source of an author who was known as a prominent jurist of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah before Imam Bukhari. And his name was Abu Ubaid al-Qasim bin Salam. He died in year 224 after the Hijrah. He was contemporary of our 10th Imam, so you know the timeline. This is not even after Ghaybat. This is his contemporary of the 10th Imam. And he has a book called Kitab al-Amwal. He was a faqih, he was a mushtahid, a mufti of the community at that time. And he actually wrote this book 25 years before Imam Bukhari. So before Sahih Bukhari even existed, this is a Sunni alim, 25 years before Bukhari. And he, because he's talking about amwal, this is a work on jurisprudence, dealing with mal, you know, financial and economic issues. And one of the issues related with mal would be the wasiyyat, you know, the will that people write. You see, it seems that in the context of that, he writes through his own authentic sanad, Abu Ubaid, goes all the way to Abdurrahman bin Auf. Abdurrahman bin Auf is one of the companions of the Prophet, part of the same group of the first and the second Khalifa. He says that when the first Khalifa was on his deathbed, last, you know, moments or days of his death, Abdurrahman bin Auf, being a friend, went to visit him. And at that time, you know, Khalifa confesses certain things. He says, "Amma anni la asi ala shay'in illa thalath. فعلتموهم ووددت أني لم أفعلهم." He says, "I don't have regret except three things that I didn't do. I should have done it. And three other things that I did. I wish I had not done it." Then he writes down everything. He says, "These are the things that he wanted to do, he didn't do, he regrets that. And the three things that he regrets he had done, wish I had not done it." You know, Abu Ubaid, a prominent alim, writes the first and second. And third one, he says, you know, فَوَدَدْتُ أَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. كَذَا وَكَذَا means so and so. And then he says, لَا أُرِيدُ ذِكْرَهَا. He says, "I don't wish to spell it out." What is this third regret that Abu Bakr had, that Abu Ubaid is trying to deny or hide it? Fortunately, there were others who have the same narration, where they have not denied anything, including Tabari. Tabari, who comes after Abu Ubaid, using his own sanad, He gives the whole story. And what is the third regret of Abu Bakr? فَعَمَّا الثَّلَاثَ وَدُدْتُ عَنِّي تَرَكْتُهُنَّ. The three things that I wish I had not done it. فَوَدَدْتُ أَنِّي لَمْ أُكْشِفْ بَيْتَ فَاطِمَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ. He says, "I wish I had not exposed the house of Fatima for any purpose. وَإِنْ كَانُوا قَدْ غَلَّقُوهُ عَلَى الْحَرْبِ." Even if they had closed that door to plan a war against me. You have this, not Kitab Sulaym bin Qais. You have the confession from the first Khalifa himself, quoted by Abdurrahman bin Auf in Sunni sources. And so, you know, don't say that this is all only best in the Shia sources. This is from the words of the person who was behind this whole process. Now the details. You know, Biden says that the numbers which are coming from Gaza, or so many thousands have died, I don't believe in them. He wants the numbers from the Israeli sources. You don't ask the zalim what is the number of the victims of Mazlum. In the same way, you have the confession from those who attacked the house of Fatima. What happened after that? What was the level of hurt? You will not get the details from the zalim. You will have to then refer to the mazlum and the victim and ask them, what happened to you? And so this is in summary. Keep in mind that when we talk about the incident of the door of Fatima al-Zahra, this is not a light issue. It's not a fabrication. It's not our imagination. This is based on the confession of the first Khalifa from the Sunni sources themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand the reality of the past as well as the present, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.